school girls hockey team getting ready for another home match on Tuesday night as the Badger Lightning come to town for a Badger Conference matchup. Coach Mike Pogorelick joins us. Coach, you've got three games in the books. What have you learned about your squad here as you get ready for the conference season?
Yeah, I think we've learned that we can generate offense. We did that last year pretty well too, but just playing at a quicker pace, that's been the message since day one. And I think we've had a couple quicker starts, maybe one not so quick start, but definitely practicing and playing at a faster pace. So we just need that to continue. We want to play our game, and that's a big part of it.
When you have a hockey team that can play at a fast pace and play in control, how big is that and how much of an advantage is that?
Yeah, I mean, it just leads to consistency. You know, if we can come out and play our game at our speed and make teams play to our pace, it's just going to, you know, not, I don't want to say make things easier, but it gives you a little bit of a leg up in a lot of your games. I think it's easy to find that higher gear when you're playing a better team. If we're playing somebody who's equal to us or maybe a little behind us in the standings, we just want to make sure we're playing at our speed. So it's been a message that's been consistent, like I said, from the beginning of the year. And I think the girls are really starting to buy into it. And we've noticed it in practice. You know, they're just moving a lot quicker and, you know, working and pushing each other.
How big is it to have your kids be in condition then? Do you, or do extra conditioning, know that you want to go fast? How up-tempo and upbeat are your practices?
I would say that's a work in progress. We try to do a lot of drills that have a lot of skating in it, so we don't waste a bunch of time conditioning. But we do, you know, we carve out 5-10 minutes a day just to condition and keep them going. We're not where we want to be yet, but we're still working on that and trying to develop a little bit more of a bigger tank here and get those legs going.
Coach, you got the Badger Lightning coming to town. You swept them last year. They're off to a 1-2 start, much like you guys. They've had some close games, a couple of overtime games already this year. That's kind of where your start came last year before you got it going. Just your thoughts in general, the Badger Lightning over the years, and if you've looked at them at all this year.
Yeah, they improved last year. We had some tough games against them. I mean, I don't know if the scores were indicative of how tough those games were and how hard that team plays. So not a team we overlook at all. You know, I know they've got a couple of new players that came in, some strong freshmen. So we're excited about it. I think it should be a really good game and a good challenge for us for our first conference game.
Coach, have you had a chance to take a look at the Badger Conference in general this year? Take a look at what teams have done or just your thoughts on the Badger this year as you get things going in the league schedule?
I think it's gotten better. You know, just looking at the first week of scores, just teams are competing, a lot of close games. So I think it's gotten better. Cap City is a team, obviously, we keep an eye on, and I think we're right there with them. But they're a good team with a lot of kids in the program. So, you know, like I said, we're just trying to play fast and get better every time we're on the ice so we can compete again in that conference.
Coach, just general keys to the game if you want to get a victory on a Tuesday night.
Fast start, you know, again, play at our pace. We're looking to continue to get a lot of pucks to the net. You know, that always helps us get going right away. So if we can start fast, get pucks in that, and just really, you know, play together and possess the puck, that's another big thing we're working on, just keeping possession, using each other, you know, putting a couple passes together. So those are things we look to do every night, and we'll continue that.
Coach, you had a pretty big crowd there the other night for your game. Did you feel the crowd out there? Did you notice it that there's a big crowd there making a little bit of noise?
Absolutely. And for the first game of the year, I mean, we can't thank the community enough for how much support they put behind this team. And it's a really cool experience and cool environment for the girls. You know, we obviously get around quite a bit during the season. And for girls hockey, I got to imagine it's one of the better crowds and experiences that you'll find. So if people haven't come out and given it a try yet, I hope they do soon.
Well, Coach Mike Pogorelick, we want to fill the hockey rink on Tuesday night. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. If you can't make it for some reason, it will be on Daily Dodge TV. Thanks for the time, and good luck against the Badger Lightning.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.